It's time for your journey to better health. We have Dr. Brad Shapiro in with us from Ultimate Health Chiropractic. And Brad, if you would, our standard disclaimer and our sponsors.
Yes, sir. Standard disclaimer. Please understand that we're not trying to treat you over the airwaves. So if you do have a health care concern or if we talk about anything that sparks your interest, please seek out the health care provider of your choice, whether it's chiropractor like myself, physical therapist, medical doctor, massage therapist, dentist, whatever the case may be. Please seek out the health care provider of your choice. Then I want to mention our sponsors. First, we have Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. That's actually where myself, my wife Melissa, our son Jackson, that's where we all attend. It is 931-967-1187. Again, you can reach them at 931-967-1187. Headed up by Pastor Josh Conrad and his wife Lindsay. Great group of people. Always great services, so definitely recommend you check that out. Second sponsor is Unstoppable Church, headed up by Pastor Brad Brinkley and staff. Another great group of people. They do kind of a rock and roll worship service. And then they're associated with a large group called Life Church out of Oklahoma. You can reach them at 931-649-2909. Again, that's area code 931-649-2909. And they are doing Sunday morning services.
There you go.
Yes.
And my wife and I have been getting in our extra exercise. We have been painting all weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Let the good times roll.
I tackled the living room, and she woke up this morning like 1 o'clock in the morning, couldn't sleep, started painting the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, I thought something we might do today, you know, with the holidays coming up, Thanksgiving coming up, talking about things that we should be thankful for. And, you know, Brad, I've always said that lots of times when it comes to Christmas gifts, it's not just what you get in a fancy box with a bow and ribbon. It's just the simple blessings of life. Same thing with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What type of things do you think we should be thankful for as Thanksgiving approaches?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we have so much to be thankful for.
That's a great topic.
Yeah. And, you know, gratitude is a huge part of health.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people really focus on what they don't have or their struggles in their lives. And I'm not saying those things should not be taken seriously, because they should.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much value on meditating and thinking about the things that are positive, the things that you can be grateful for. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so shall it be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's value in just thinking about and meditating on all the things that you have to be grateful for. Your family, a roof over your head. One example I use is, you know, we lived in a camper for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 years in July. It was me, my wife Melissa, our son Jackson, three cats and a dog.
Wow.
It got pretty crazy. And, I mean, definitely toward the end, we just got to the point where we were like, this thing's too small. It's rough. And so we've recently moved in with my mother-in-law, which that's been great. We're very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also really looking forward to having our own space and having our own house. So our house that we're building, all this is because we've been building a house, and there's a whole backstory with this.
We got time.
Well, hey, if you want to hear it,
go ahead.
So the backstory with the house is we had always planned on selling our house that we were living in to Melissa's brother, to her brother Brian. It was a great house, really neat piece of land. Him and his wife, Peggy, they just always loved it. Brian had always talked about, you know, if you guys ever sell this house, it'd be great for me and my kids. And so it was just kind of always in the works that we were thinking we were probably going to sell our house to Brian and eventually want to build our own house. So we sold our house, and right after that, we bought a little less than 3 acres. And bam, COVID happened. So the plan was to build on less than 3 acres. Prices went through the roof. You know, supply chains were crazy, so it took forever to get materials. A lot of things were up in the air.
It took forever to get builders.
If you ever get builders. Mm-hmm. So you just had a lot of challenges. So we decided to kind of just sit and wait and see how things played out. We got to the point where we just couldn't take it anymore. We thought, you know, we need to build. Well, we got a call, and I'm probably not telling this story perfectly, but we got a call from the lady that sold us the initial land. And she just had a lot of concerns. I think she was really curious what we were going to do with the land.
Mm-hmm.
She actually wanted to know if we would sell it back to her and just, you know, listen to all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, real sweet old lady. She just, you know, wanted to make contact and figure out what was going on. So I listened, and I just said, you know, would it help if you met us? That way you know we're not crazy, and, you know who your neighbors are going to be. So Melissa and I went over there, and she, you know, we had a really good conversation with her. We took some chicken noodle soup. It was just a great visit, great interaction. She was an elderly lady. She had a caregiver. We stayed there for probably an hour or so, just showed her the house that we were going to build. Mm-hmm. Just really great interaction. She had all kinds of health problems, so before we left, I asked her if I could pray for her. Just, and this was a very simple prayer. This was not Moses part the Red Sea or anything.
Right.
But I just prayed for her, for health and that kind of stuff. So we left, didn't think much about it. Well, about 5 days later, we got a call from her wanting to know if we'd come back. So I went back two or three more times. At one point, I took her some magnesium. I would always go over there and just hang out with her and her caregiver and just listen to, like, the history of the area. And we would have, you know, again, just great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point during every visit, she would say something to the effect of, you know, will you pray for me? I know you're a man of God. Will you pray about X, Y, and Z, or just pray for me in general? So I'd always end up praying for her. Mm-hmm. Didn't think much about it. Well, during one of these visits, it came up that she owned, they owned some surrounding land. And if you can imagine, for those that have heard us talk in the past, you know, when I first got saved, I initially went into jail ministry. I was just on fire for the Lord. I still am. I did jail ministry for about 3 years. One of the things I learned in jail ministry is like 97 plus percent of the people in the jails, it has to do with drugs, alcohol, in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
So I really got into, like, the addiction side of health, really got into, you know, ministering to that population of people. And so I got hooked up with Blue Monarch. So Blue Monarch is a ministry that's been around for a long time, I think about 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing ministry. People come from all over the country and all over the world to study what Blue Monarch is doing. It's a ministry for women and children that are getting out of, like, drugs, alcohol, sex trafficking, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So during this whole adventure of, you know, really getting a heart for people struggling with addiction, I got linked up with Blue Monarch. And I would go over there and I would take my portable table. I would adjust the ladies. I would tell them bad jokes. I would do devotionals. Just had great interactions.
How bad jokes? How bad were they?
Oh, my gosh.
They're pretty
terrible,
bad.
Yes.
Gotcha.
One of them is my Thanksgiving joke. Why did the kid blush during Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Because he saw the turkey dressing.
Oh,
it's terrible, isn't it? Yes.
That's
terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Okay, well, I've got one for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You're a Star Wars fan, right?
Yes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yoda lady.
Yoda lady who?
Oh, good yodel.
There you go.
There you are.
That was good.
You
yes.
can have that one.
Yes, there we
yeah.
go. So I, you know, fell in love with Blue Monarch. That's kind of the short version of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to our little less than 3 acres, we bought a little less than 3 acres. It was to the right. Then there was some land in the middle, and then there was Blue Monarch's land on the left. So if you can imagine that in your mind, our land on the right, land in the middle, Blue Monarch's land on the left. So during all this, you know, Melissa and I were thinking, gosh, there's got to be a reason the Lord's put us so close to Blue Monarch, because she loves that ministry too.
Mm-hmm.
We just always had a heart for it. So anyways, going back to this lady that sold us land, I went there and saw her two or three more times. I would always end up praying for her. During one of these visits, it came up that she owns land between us and Blue Monarch. And I just threw it out there. I was like, you know, if you guys ever decide to sell any more land, just maybe keep this in mind. I didn't have any thoughts that it would that it was really a possibility. They had other people approach them throughout the years, and it was just a hard no. No, we're not going to sell it. It had been in their family for a long, long,
yeah.
long time. So I didn't really think that it was going to be something that would be possible. But anyways, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, so a year and a half, 2 years from now, we got a call. Melissa and I were actually, we got to the point where we were just like, we've got to build on this 3 acres. It's just getting crazy. I don't care what's going on with COVID or anything else. We got to build. We got to get our family into a home. And so we were at the point where we were trying to get all the certifications and everything and, you know, all the go through the codes department, all that stuff. Well, we got there, and the department had already closed, so we got there too late. So Melissa and I are extremely frustrated. This is a very frustrating moment. Well, we get a call from this lady's daughter who sold us the land, so the daughter called us. And she said that she had written a book, among other instructions for the family, that she wanted the family to sell us this extra piece of land in between us and Blue Monarch. Mm-hmm. So we were just blown away. But also there was 13 family members that were co-owners of this land.
Wow.
So settling the estate was a real challenge.
Okay, so the lady had passed away.
So she had passed away, yes.
Oh, wow.
So it was a real challenge to settle the estate. I worked with her son, which he was wonderful. He helped me, you know, work through all this. It took us a while to settle everything. Him and I prayed together. Mm-hmm. You've never seen such unity between buyer and seller with land. I mean, it really was just such a blessing. So we finally got the land. We finally started the building process this past April, and our house is going to be done in January. The purchase of the new land changed the location of the house, so there we had to wait on that. But, you know, during all this, we had to live in a camper for 3 years. You know, we've moved in with my mother-in-law, which, again, has been great, but we're excited to have our own space. Mm-hmm. But I say all that to say, from a gratitude standpoint, you know, going through all this, this is when everything was going on in Ukraine and some of these other just terrible things throughout the world. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to reference to our son Jackson, you know, hey, I know you're ready to be in a house again. I know our previous house was very nice, and it seems strange that we've gone from all that to this little Cracker Jack box of a camper. But believe me when I tell you, we're in much better shape than the people in Ukraine. And we have a lot to be grateful for, to have a roof over our heads and not to be in the middle of a war zone compared to what other people around the world are dealing with. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of things like that that create a gratitude. So a lot of gratitude, yeah, I know that initially is where we started out with the show, a lot of gratitude is perspective.
Great backstory.
You know, there's a lot of people that are really frustrated and feel like their circumstances are terrible. But for us, at least, you know, at least we had a roof over our head, and we weren't in Ukraine. So mm-hmm. we had a lot to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. I think
And it's unusual that a chiropractor would tell a backstory, but that's, you know.
Yes. No, it's I think in this area there's something like 60 homeless people.
Yeah.
So there's people without a home.
I'll bet more.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard 60, but I wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprised if you're not right that there mm-hmm. are more. So it's just, you know, count your blessings. And, you know, if you're listening, enjoy that second or third plate of food during Thanksgiving. You know, if you've got a home and you've got a place to be fed, you know, I mean, enjoy yourself, but also don't forget to count your blessings. Don't forget to, you know, if there's anything that you can do to bless those around you that are less fortunate, mm-hmm. whether it's just a kind word or you want to do a soup kitchen or whatever, whatever the Lord places on your heart. Mm-hmm. But that kind of stuff builds gratitude too. I know for me personally, we just did our homeless ministry this past Saturday in Chattanooga, and we fed about 100 people, and that kind of stuff just really builds gratitude. I mean, when you see what other people are dealing with and, you know, what their circumstances look like, you just can't help but be grateful. I know for me personally, I've grown up in a home where, you know, we were very blessed, and I never really had to want for anything in terms of, you know, definitely not the essential needs of food and shelter and that kind of stuff. And a lot of people just can't say the same. Going back to the Blue Monarch, you know, it's a ministry for women getting out of drugs, alcohol, sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. I mean, just horrendous circumstances. When you hear some of their testimonies, it'll rip your heart out.
Well, and you know, as far as gratitude and things to be thankful for, you know, you've always referenced your parents, and I've always referenced mine. My late father was a minister, and I cannot tell you how many times he would preach about gratitude. He would preach about seeds being planted, and he would preach about doors not closing but opening.
Yeah.
In your backstory, there was all kinds of opportunities for you to look at it in a negative sense and say, okay, it's just not going to happen. But when you take a look back at it, you see that when you met that lady and when COVID came and all that, those were not doors closing. Those were doors opening.
Yes.
And when you met with that lady the first time, that was a seed being planted.
Yes.
And so all along the way, what looked like an obstacle was not the door closing, it was a door opening.
It was.
And I mean, it's a great backstory.
It really is. I mean, now our land, it directly connects to Blue Monarchs, which mm-hmm. we just really believe there's going to be something that'll come out of all that that we probably can't even imagine now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You know, it's just a lot of it was that perspective. But I will say, I mean, we're human beings. We definitely had our moments. You know, I told you that Melissa and I were highly frustrated when we got that call from that lady's daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a human being. Melissa is. Jackson is. So believe me when I tell you we've had our human moments.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I've learned,
but that's
too,
okay because we are human.
Because we are human. Yeah. And one thing I will tell you with that, too, is my dad used to always say, it's okay to go there. You mm-hmm. just don't want to stay there.
Yeah.
So that's part of gratitude, too, is you have to express yourself. It's okay to vent. It's okay to, you know, tell your frustrations to a trusted friend or a family member.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to stay there forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get it out of your system. You do whatever that looks like for you as an individual and for your personality type. And it's going to look different for everybody. But I really believe it's important to understand that it's okay to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, they stay there and they rehearse it over and over in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about it constantly, all their struggles and all their frustrations. And before they know it, that's all they think about. That's all they focus on. Mm-hmm. And again, as a man thinketh, so shall it be.
Yeah.
And if all you're thinking about is negative and if all you're focused on is negative and if all you're talking about is negative, it's so shall it be. That's mm-hmm. that's probably what you're going to get.
I remember one time, Brad, I wish I could remember what movie it was. It may have been a video I saw on Facebook one time. But essentially what they were doing, they were putting God on trial.
Yeah.
And they asked a priest, if there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen?
Yeah.
And it was I don't remember it word for word, but he basically said, well, think of it like this. He said, I prayed for courage and God gave me challenges to face.
Yes.
And I prayed for, this, that, and the other, and God gave me the challenges. The thing is, when we pray and when we show our gratitude and everything, sometimes this sounds crazy, but sometimes we need to pray for God to give us the challenges to face to build ourselves up.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I forget where that scripture is, but it talks about, you know, challenges and persistence and all mm-hmm. these things build character.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of the goal. I mean, Jesus is our model. He's our point of reference.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want more and more the character of Jesus Christ. We want to talk more like Him and mm-hmm. act more like Him and mm-hmm. think more like Him. And part of what produces that is the challenges and is the trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus did say there would be trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
He did not. It was not an unclear message. It was a crystal clear message.
But he said he would take you through it.
But he said he would take you through it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it. It's just you will be faced with challenges, but he will take you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will build character and it will be worth it in the end.
Mm-hmm. You've had a chance, Brad, in your practice with Ultimate Health, you've had a chance to meet a lot of great people, help a lot of great people. What kind of things are you thankful for in regards to the clinic itself and the fact that you've got to help people that maybe were at a rough point in their lives and you were able to help them body, mind, and spirit to get toward a better frame of mind?
Yeah, I'm just so thankful.
And Ultimate Health.
Yeah, I'm so thankful, and this is going to sound really churchy, mm-hmm. But I had a dream not too long ago, and I don't feel like I'm supposed to share all the details of that, but it really gave me the dream gave me a much stronger sense of just how important it is to give God all the glory, not some of the glory, but all the glory. So one of the ways that that's changed me is, you know, we do a prayer group every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Winchester office.
Mm-hmm.
And before I would have told you something like I'd been praying about what to do and felt like we were supposed to do a prayer group, and the Holy Spirit showed me to do a prayer group, so I did a prayer group, and
mm-hmm.
here we are, and it really is amazing. We have people from 4, 5, 6 different churches that come. It's always on fire. We hit it hard. I mean, we're in there praying. Trust me. And it's really been amazing to see it evolve. But I would have said something like that, you know, I started the prayer group after I prayed about it type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm much more intentional to say something to the effect of, it's the Holy Spirit's idea, and it was his idea, it is his idea. Mm-hmm. I just partnered with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the difference is so subtle, and in some ways it's razor thin,
mm-hmm.
but it's so, so, so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you've got a bucket of pure, clean, crystal clean water, and you had just a little drop of poison. I didn't realize that drop of poison was in there,
yeah.
but there was still part of me that was taking credit for the prayer group,
mm-hmm.
Where now, I'm much more inclined to say, It's the Holy Spirit's idea. It was his idea. I just partnered with him, and here we go.
Well, now, here's another great example of that. I think we've got enough time for this. Real quick, if you would, share the story of when you found your building to move Ultimate Health to, and all kinds of things happen, and you're thinking, well, wait a minute, it all made sense because God made it that way.
Yes.
Can you tell that story?
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you the Cliff Notes version.
Okay.
So I was looking into buying Dr. Jerry Anderson's building. So he owns the building right across the street from the hospital. That's where we started out with Ultimate Health. I loved that building. I still do. I think it's a great spot. So I was going through all the underwriting, all that stuff to buy that building. Well, at the same time, my banker, John Shelton, had told me about another building that was coming up for Absolute Auction. And Absolute Auction is where you go in, they auction it off. It's very fast, and it's absolute. So once it's done, it's done. Whoever wins the building or the auction walks away with the purchase. You have to put your money down, you know, your 10% down the day of. And so he had told me about this building that was coming up for Absolute Auction, told me that it's definitely something I needed to check out. And I went and I thought about it. I kept telling John, you know, hey, I'm just not so sure. I love the building I'm in. We're already doing the underwriting.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't see the point of going to see this building. Well, he kept pecking away at me, kept telling me, you know, you really need to check it out. So it was the same day, the Absolute Auction was the same day as the one-day event that we've talked about so many years.
Yeah.
So I was set up to go to the one-day event and do a chiropractic along with, of course, they had medical and clothes and food and all the other things they have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting ready to walk in to get set up for the one-day event, and I'd already talked to my banker and my consultant, and I called my wife, Melissa, and I said, you know, this is going to sound crazy, and I'm not saying we're going to buy this building, but I really feel like we need to check it out. So she agrees to meet me at the building at the time of the Absolute Auction. So my wife and my son and my consultant meet me there. So I'm here at the one-day event doing adjustments. I break away from the one-day event. I tell everybody, hey, I need to go for about an hour, but I'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I break away. I go to the Absolute Auction. This thing just, it happens so fast, my head's spinning. But I ended up getting the building. And after I get the building, after I win the auction, I feel like the dog that caught the car. I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
I felt excited but very strange, not really sure what to think. So I walk back to the one-day event, and I'm excited, but I just feel kind of strange about it.
Mm-hmm.
The very next lady that I adjust, I'm adjusting her. And if you can imagine, she's on her back, so she's looking up at me as I'm looking down on her adjusting her neck. And I tell her what happened. She's a lady that we go to church with. About how I got this building. And she looks up at me, and her eyes get as big as saucers. And she says, that's incredible, because I was just in that building the Thursday before praying that God would bring the right buyer and give him a great price.
Wow.
The very next person I interacted with, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get a great price. The Lord has really blessed us.
Seeds were planted, doors were opened.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I love to share with that story, too, is it wasn't just about my obedience. You know, what would have happened if she was not obedient? And she had not gone into that building and essentially prayed in the way
mm-hmm.
for me to purchase the building.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all in this together. That's another part to be grateful for,
right.
is just the people that God's put in your path
mm-hmm.
and all the people that are praying for you that you may not even know or be aware of the fact that they're praying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to have an open house at your house when it's done. Right?
Absolutely.
And we're all invited.
Absolutely. Whee! Party time.
Okay, closing comment.
All right. Once again, my name is Dr. Brad Shapiro with Ultimate Health. Available 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. This week, we're only here today, so we're only in the Winchester office today on Monday. So come in. We will squeeze you in, but make sure you take advantage of seeing us today because we won't be here for the rest of the week, and we want to make sure we take great care of you. But our phone number, we're in the Winchester office today on Monday. Phone number is 931-967-6308. Want to encourage you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ultimate chiropractic. check out our website. Go to www.ultimatehealthtn.com. Check out our online store, shop.ultimatehealthtn.com. And I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you Monday of next week at 7:05.